page 57. 2. Nuclear emulsion as tin to end detector.
Dr. Elena Firu,
Institute of Space Science,
Măgurele,
Romania. Nuclear emulsions have been one of the most important detection tools since the early days of particle physics and are still a useful method in many fields of physics. It is probably the longest-lived detector used in nuclear physics experiments, and this is because it has features that no other detector has been able to equal. Nuclear emulsions were first used in 1896 when Henri Becquerel discovered radioactivity by observing for the first time the accidental blackening of photographic plates in contact with certain uranium salts. Nuclear emulsions benefit from one of the most important advantages of detectors, namely the extraordinary spatial resolution, which makes their applicability in the field of nuclear physics extend over a very large beach. Initially, these detectors were used in the study of cosmic radiation, but as the technology began to advance and experiments could be performed using particle accelerators, new applications were developed that would benefit from the extraordinary characteristics of the nuclear emulsions. Therefore, with the help of nuclear emulsions, experiments were carried out that made it possible to measure the lifetime of the pi-zero meson, to determine the bonding energies of the hypernuclei, especially the hyperon lambda zero in nuclear matter, or to discover a double hyperfragment. Nuclear emulsions are mainly used for detecting charged particles, study their interactions and disintegrations, or indirectly to study neutral particles through their interactions. Sometimes, they are also used as active target, also target and detector simultaneously due to the accuracy in spatial and angular measurements, fractions of microns and several milliradians, so they are still used in nuclear experiments. The technology for making nuclear emulsions has greatly improved and the analysis techniques have changed a lot, and continued use of nuclear emulsions as detectors has been favored especially by the development of automatic scanning systems, figure 1.